listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
If Disney wanted to actually take a real principled stand for properly understanding how we should view the Holocaust, they would stand up to the people who are doing a Holocaust right now, and they're not.
We cannot look at the problem of infertility and make children pay the price for it.
You can't be a Christian and a bank robber, and then you quote the commandment, "Thou shalt not steal," to which he then takes offense and says, "Wait a second, you're discriminating against me. I have chosen an alternative economic lifestyle."
Hume says no miracle has been attested by credible witnesses. And his proof of this is that if someone does believe in a miracle, then that person is no longer credible. So we're back to saying, I know everyone's wrong. I won't believe anybody who says they saw it. And that's a circular argument.
Pastors in Northeast Iowa appreciate listening to Issues Etc. as they type out their sermon for Sunday morning.
On the issue of abortion, President Biden has moved as far as he can go. Well, maybe he could go farther. Who knows? I can't imagine how. In support of abortion, some of his very first actions after taking office were aimed at undoing some of the advances that had been made during the Trump administration to protect the unborn, both here in the United States and abroad. And yet he says that he still holds to his church's teaching, the Roman Catholic Church's teaching, against abortion. How can he make that kind of a statement? And some would say, well, the majority of Roman Catholics in the United States probably support abortion in some form, so why shouldn't Biden do the same? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, February the 19th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking with Ramesh Panuru, columnist for Bloomberg Opinion, about President Biden's position on abortion. It'll be part two of our series, How Christians Interact with the Culture, with Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February, Faith That Engages the Culture. We will spend time with Chris Roseborough, This Week in Pop Christianity, talking about the death of prosperity preacher Fred Price. And then it's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We got four soundbites to play for you. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package that goes to the listener with the best vote. And you vote by either waiting till 4:35 Central to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joining us to discuss the President Biden's position on abortion, Ramesh Panuru. He's fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, columnist for Bloomberg Opinion, and author of an op-ed for The Washington Post titled, "Biden's Stance on Abortion Contradicts His Catholicism." Ramesh, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me.
You point out that Catholicism allows for a wide spectrum of political beliefs. Why is being pro-abortion not one of them?
Well, you know, it's perfectly true that the Catholic Church doesn't prescribe detailed positions on the whole host of issues that are part of our public life. So there's no distinctively Catholic or Christian way to approach farm policy, for example. So understanding the dignity of all human beings will get you part of the way towards figuring out what we should do about immigration policy, but it won't settle those questions. Abortion is a different issue because there you have one group of people who is willing to say that what science reveals to be human beings deserve the equal protection of the laws and are owed justice. And you've got another group of people who are just either unwilling to recognize the plain science or unwilling to do what justice demands. And that's a very different kind of issue. It's an issue on which you can't, as a Catholic Christian, have a legitimate difference of opinion. You do owe justice to all people.
How were President Biden's views on abortion a source of confusion?
Well, Biden claims to accept Catholic teaching. The way he puts it is that he accepts the teaching of his faith that life begins at conception, but he doesn't want to impose it on other people. And that's a confused position, because in fact, it's not the teaching of the church that life begins at conception. That's just the biological reality, that from conception onward, you have a living member of the human species. What the church says, the actual church teaching, is that this human being deserves justice, that just as you or I have a right not to be deliberately killed and a right to protection from the government against being deliberately killed, so too do unborn children. They can't be denied that right based on their size or their location or their age or their condition of dependence. And it is precisely that teaching that Biden rejects. So it's not just a question of his not imposing his religious teaching. It's a question of his not agreeing with it, his rejecting it, flagrantly rejecting it.
So you say in that vein that in the church's view, abortion isn't just immoral. What do you mean by that?
So there are all kinds of things that are immoral and that the church recognizes to be immoral, but we don't expect the government to enforce. There are moral duties we have that we don't expect the government to enforce, you know, or our duties of filial piety, for example, of treating our parents with respect. There are moral rules against adultery that we don't expect the government to have a kind of adultery police to make sure that nothing like that ever happens. This is different because it's a grave injustice. Abortion isn't just immoral. It is a denial of the basic, you know, fundamental human right, the first human right, not to be killed. So it's different in principle. When we say the government should protect unborn children from abortion, it's not the same thing as saying the government should stop people from taking the Lord's name in vain. It's just categorically different.
Is the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops unanimous in its views and policies on abortion?
You know, I do think that the bishops all understand and preach that human dignity attaches to the unborn child and that unborn children deserve a right to life. And all human beings have a right to life from conception until natural death. I think that there are differences among the bishops on priority, how much emphasis to give that teaching, how to address it, how to handle parts of our culture and our politics that disagree with it. But I think on the bedrock question, there is agreement.
What does Pope Francis mean when he says that the protection of the unborn is, quote, the cornerstone of the common good?
You know, Pope Francis has this reputation among conservatives and liberals alike in the United States as being a kind of a hippy-dippy progressive or something. But on the right to life, you know, whatever one thinks about the other issues or the other aspects of his papacy, he has been rock solid in saying that abortion is unjust and inadmissible. He has gone as far as saying, just as it's immoral to hire a hitman to solve a problem, so too, and in the same way, it is unjust to procure an abortion. And so when he says it's the cornerstone, it's because precisely he sees that you don't have any human rights if you don't have a right not to be killed just by virtue of being human. It doesn't require you have a certain level of intelligence or wealth or respect or social reputation. As long as you're a human being, you have a right not to be deliberately killed. And if you don't believe that in a fundamental sense, you just don't believe in human rights.
Coming back to President Biden's personally opposed, but I don't want to impose it on others, position, that, if he were consistent, would probably lead to a neutrality toward abortion in his policies. Can he credibly claim to be neutral on abortion in terms of his policies?
Well, you know, neutrality is actually, in a sense, impossible here, because either the law is going to provide protection or it's not. And if it doesn't provide protection to unborn children, then it's departing from the usual way it treats human beings. But even if you were to pretend that neutrality were possible, he clearly doesn't achieve it because he's abandoned a 40-year record of opposing government funding for abortion. During his presidential campaign, in order to win the Democratic nomination, he flipped on that. Now he's for taxpayer funding of abortion. So evidently he is willing to impose his views on taxpayers.
Biden appears deeply concerned about other forms of injustice that continue in our society. How can Catholic leaders persuade the president that abortion is the ultimate act of injustice?
Well, we've got to, I think, all of us who believe this basic truth about human rights and our religious believers as well, the first thing we need to do is pray. Pray for the conversion of thought and mind, heart, from those of people in our country who are on the other side or who are indifferent, that they will come to see and act on the truth. But the other thing is to actually just affirmatively explain the truth, not to let slide this false idea that Biden just accepts church teaching but just won't impose it on others. I suspect that Biden knows the teaching of his church perfectly well on this, but I'm not 100% sure, because I think you can be an adult who goes to Mass every week and has never had these things explained in detail with some sort of philosophical sophistication. And there are priests and bishops who don't, I'm afraid, do that job. Although the younger ones, I think, tend to do, frankly, a better job than some of their elders.
Archbishop Jose Gomez, the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, wrote a letter being quite upfront about President Biden's views on abortion. What should Catholic bishops in America say to the president about abortion?
Well, I think there are a number of things that that should be said, but the first is that you are not living up to your obligation to protect and defend human rights. It's an obligation that attaches to every citizen, but should especially attach to a president of the United States who is a Catholic and who claims to be a Catholic. That's something that, can't be an afterthought, it can't be ignored, and can't be swept away. Whatever else bishops do, they have to start there.
What would you say to someone who says that American Catholics themselves are divided on the issue of abortion, so President Biden is at liberty to differ with the church on the issue?
Well, it is sadly true that a lot of people who consider themselves Catholics or who were baptized Catholics don't follow church teaching on abortion by pushing for and calling for and voting for the protection of all human life from conception to natural death. That's something that we need to change. But that is a way in which we are falling short of our faith and the demands of our faith. And it's not an excuse. It's not the first time or the first issue we've had this kind of thing happen where, there were political leaders, for example, in Louisiana in the 1950s and 1960s who were dead set in supporting racial segregation of the schools. And Archbishop Rummel went as far as excommunicating three politicians who were Catholic who were pro-segregation for their extreme stance on that issue. And, I think it, with the benefit of hindsight, people can see that wasn't a violation of the proper relations of church and state. That was a pastor leading his flock. And pastors need to lead their flock, but also lay people, Catholics and other Christians and other Americans who believe the same things we do about abortion, need to keep making the case, not to be cowed or misled by some of these confusions into compromising the truth.
Ramesh Panuru is a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He's columnist for Bloomberg Opinion, co-author of an op-ed for the Washington Post titled "Biden's Stance on Abortion Contradicts His Catholicism." You'll find a link to it and to Ramesh's Bloomberg Opinion columns at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Ramesh, thank you.
You're welcome.
On the other side of the break, it's part two of our series, How Christians Interact with the Culture. Today, we'll talk about that engagement triangle and how it's demonstrated in the areas of both science and politics. Dr. Alfonso Espinosa will be our guest.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Is your school or homeschool ready to take the next step in teaching students with learning challenges? We can help. The Simply Classical curriculum, voted number one for special learners, is available from Memoria Press for students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome. We provide everything you need for a full year. Use promo code LPR21 at simplyclassical.com. Simplyclassical.com.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
This is Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago, with a message for parents, grandparents, and godparents of college-bound children. Concordia Chicago is a distinctive, comprehensive university of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're devoted to our Lutheran confession and committed to strong academics. Please encourage your child, grandchild, or godchild to check out Concordia University Chicago at cuchicago.edu.
Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is Monica Shannon, Life Coordinator for the Southern Illinois District Advocates for Life. We invite you to join your brothers and sisters in Christ for a peaceful, life-affirming prayer vigil from 10 to 11, Saturday morning, March 20th. At Planned Parenthood in Fairview Heights, Illinois. For more information, visit sidadvocatesforlife.com. sidadvocatesforlife.com.